To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 14th of October, 2022. We've got the best technology news for you, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Well, Roku ain't just for your living room entertainment anymore. Now they're getting into the whole video, doorbell, smart lighting, smart plugs, you name it. If it's smart, they're probably going to be doing it. Yes, they've announced their new lineup of smart home gadgets. Actually, this is more of a partnership and a team up with the smart home company of Waze. Not to be confused, of course, with the navigation app. Now, with this team up, their products are going to be available only in one place. This means you got to be in the U.S., and it also means you got to be at Walmart. I know a lot of you out there hate being at Walmart. According to Roku, the initial lineup will start with the smart bulbs. This will be available in white and color versions. There's also going to be light strips, indoor and outdoor smart plugs, and even a video doorbell. All very much trying to compete with the folks over there at Ring. Later on, we should be seeing smart floodlight cameras, indoor and outdoor cameras as well, and even an indoor camera that you can actually pan and tilt so you can view the entire room. Now, of course, if you're on the Roku ecosystem, you'll actually be able to view these video feeds from the certain cameras via your Roku boxes. And all of it can be controlled via the Roku Smart Home mobile app, which, of course, will be available for both Android and iOS devices. Well, from Roku, we move to Apple TV and possibly a new one coming? Well, rumors are starting to point that way, and let's face it, we're kind of due for one. Mark Gurman, yeah, I'm sure he sounds familiar to you, that guy over there at Bloomberg. In his latest newsletter, he says Apple actually has been working on a new Apple TV since June. Actually features the new A14 Bionic chip, plus a little extra gig of RAM. Yeah, 4 gigabytes of memory now, instead of the current one, which only has 3. The new Apple TV actually has a new codename called J255. And by all accounts, we could actually be seeing this sooner rather than later. If Mr. Gurman's sources are correct, the next Apple event, we could be seeing the new Apple TV 4K, though no word if it would actually be available yet to order, or even pre-order. This actually slightly contradicts what we've been hearing from our main man Ming over there in China, who says Apple's actually working on a lower-priced Apple TV that would be released in the second half of 2022. So that seems a bit unrelated to what we're hearing about new specs and better chips in the next model. Maybe we'll be seeing 2 different types of Apple TVs out there, one for the latest and greatest, and the one on the budget-friendly side. And finally, hey, get 2 brain cells together, what do you think's going to happen? How about some Pong? Well, that's exactly what happened. Some researchers who took brain cells, cultured them in a lab, actually taught these little things how to play Pong. This is actually from a bio and tech company startup called Cortel Labs, and they are actually the first to demonstrate a so-called mini brain that actually was taught to carry out goal-directed tasks. Then this was actually hooked up to the game Pong. Electrical pulses then were sent through neurons, you know, you get the idea of how the brain kind of works. And slowly but surely, these little cells learned how to play the game. Now, they weren't manipulating the joystick or anything. What happened is the dish brain received a strong, constant feedback signal when the paddle hit the ball, and then random pulses when it missed. Meaning, at least according to the scientists, the brain cells were actually able to differentiate between the two. Now, no, we're probably a long ways away from actually growing a brain in a lab, and all the more to get one that's highly intelligent. After all, it is Pong, nothing like Halo, but hey, you gotta start somewhere. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website, britishtechnetwork.com. Get on over there and check out all the BTN content to your heart's content. Also, give us a like on Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening over the weekend. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.